Good evening. I'd like to welcome all of you here in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you all for coming. I'd like to know how all of you are doing, how you're feeling about your salvation, how you're feeling about the things that are going on in the world today. I say, Uncle Nicholas, I'd like to know how you're doing, how you can't hear me.
Speak out for you to be heard.
All right, I'll speak louder. How's that? Anyway, there have been a lot of things that have been happening in the news the past couple of weeks that have brought sorrow to us. Things in our own nation and things in the world. If you've been paying attention, the United States is not the only place that has had an institution held hostage. They had a gunman in Tijuana that was holding a hospital hostage. And they've been having terrorist activities all over the world, not only in our schools. Some people say that these things are happening because people aren't being taught the difference between good and evil, that they don't know how to choose good, and they don't even know what it is. I don't believe that. According to the scriptures, it says that all men are given the knowledge between good and evil. If you will turn to page 86 of the Book of Mormon, it's the second chapter of Nephi. Second Nephi, chapter 1, excuse me. I'm going to start at the 115th verse. It says, Adam fell that men might be, and men are that they might have joy. What type of joy are we supposed to have? Supposed to have joy in the things of the Lord and the things that He has done and created for us. Not joy in ourselves, but joy in the Lord. And the Messiah cometh in the fullness of time, that he might redeem the children of men from the fall. And because that they are redeemed from the fall, they have become free forever, knowing good from evil, to act for themselves and not to be acted upon, save it be by the punishment of the Lord at the great and last day, according to the commandments which God hath given. We are free. We have been set free, and we have been given the knowledge between good and evil. Wherefore men are free according to the flesh, and all things are given them which are expedient unto man. And they are free to choose liberty and eternal life through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death, according to the captivity and power of the devil. So what do you want to choose? Liberty and eternal life, or eternal death? Do you know what you have to do to choose liberty and eternal life? We have to follow the teachings of Jesus Christ and obey His commandments. To choose eternal death, that's easy. Don't do anything. You got it made.
Verse 121, for he seeketh that all men might be miserable like unto himself. That's Satan. And now, my sons, I would that ye should look to the great mediator and hearken unto his great commandments and be faithful unto his words, and choose eternal life according to the will of his Holy Spirit, and not choose eternal death according to the will of the flesh and the evil which is therein, which giveth the spirit of the devil power to captivate, to bring you down to hell, that he may reign over you in his own kingdom." What is it that we're supposed to do to choose this eternal life? We know the difference between good and evil. It's written in our hearts. Our sister Manon was telling us this morning in Sunday school that they have a business acquaintance of theirs that comes to them quite regularly to sell them bows from South America, bows for their musical instruments. This man is, I believe she said, from China, that he was raised in a country other than China, but he lives in the United States now. He was raised without any religion whatsoever being taught to him. He said that if it would have been a religion would have been taught to him, it probably would have been Buddhism. But he received no training in any of it. She said that he's been coming to their shop and selling them supplies and bows for quite some time and has come to know them fairly well as customers. And the other day, he came to them and he had lunch with them at their house. And he asked if he could stay a while. Usually they go out to eat and he goes on his way. But he asked if he could stay a while. And they said, sure. And so he sat in the workshop of our brother Dan and watched Dan work. And finally he spoke to Dan. He said, I want to ask you something. I want to know about Christ and about being a Christian, because I see you, I see what kind of person you are, and that you're different from all my other customers, the people that I sell my stuff to. When their customers come into their shops, they treat them different than you do. They're happy that they're able to make gain on them. Sometimes they joke about them after they leave. He says, but you don't do that. But these people say they're Christians, and you say you're a Christian, but they don't do what you do. He says, why is that? Is there a difference in Christians? So Dan had to explain to him what being a true Christian means. And as he was explaining it to him, this man said, well, now this makes perfect sense to me. Because in my heart, I've always known how I'm supposed to treat people. I've always known how I'm supposed to treat my business associates. But I never understood why I knew that. He says, but now it makes perfect sense. It's written in his heart. So when you see these people that are doing these terrible things in the world and they say, it's not my fault, those other people made me do this, they're lying. It is their fault. They have chosen to do this. They knew the difference between good and evil, because it is written in all of our hearts. Let's turn to page 763. It's the book of Moroni, chapter 7. I'm going to start at the first verse. And now I, Moroni, write a few of the words of my father Mormon, which he spake concerning faith, hope, and charity. For after this manner did he speak unto the people, as he taught them in the synagogue which they had built for the place of worship.
kind of like today. We're in our synagogue, and we built this for a place of worship. And now I, Mormon, speak unto you, my beloved brethren, and it is by the grace of God, the Father, and our Lord Jesus Christ, and his holy will, because of the gift of his calling unto me, that I am permitted to speak unto you at this time. Kind of the same thing as what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't be up here because I wanted to be up here. I'm up here because I was called to be up here and commanded by God to do this. This scares me to death to have to be up here and talk to you people, but I have to do this. Wherefore, wherefore I would speak unto you that are of the church, that are the peaceable followers of Christ, and that have obtained a sufficient hope by which ye can enter into the rest of the Lord, from this time henceforth until ye shall rest with him in heaven. That sounds like you guys. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God, which saith, by their works ye shall know them, for if their works be good, then they are good also. I had a customer of mine a couple weeks ago talk to me about a man that he knows in Independence. His name is Virgil Rudd. He says, yeah, I know this guy, Virgil Rudd, in Independence. Do you know him? I said, yeah. He says, he is one of the nicest people I have ever met. I said, yes, he is. He's a member of my church. And he started telling me about, you know, the things that Virgil has shown him and how he has treated him. And Virgil's done the things that you're supposed to, just like Dan. And now, my brethren, I judge these things of you because of your peaceable walk with the children of men. For I remember the word of God, which saith, by their works ye shall know them, for if their works be good, then they are good also. For behold, God hath said, a man being evil cannot do that which is good. For if he offereth a gift or prayeth unto God, except he shall do it with real intent, it profiteth him nothing. For behold, it is not counted unto him for righteousness. For behold, if a man being evil giveth a gift, he doeth it grudgingly. Wherefore it is counted unto him the same as if he had retained the gift. Wherefore he is counted evil before God. And likewise also is it counted evil unto a man if he shall pray, and not with the real intent of heart. Yea, and it profiteth him nothing, for God receiveth none such. Wherefore, a man being evil cannot do that which is good, neither will he give a good gift. For behold, a bitter fountain cannot bring forth good water, neither can a good fountain bring forth bitter water. Wherefore, a man being a servant of the devil cannot follow Christ, and if he follow Christ, he cannot be a servant of the devil. Wherefore, all things which are good cometh of God, and that which is evil cometh of the devil. For the devil is an enemy unto God, and fighteth against him continually, and inviteth and enticeth to sin, and to do that which is evil continually. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Wherefore, everything which inviteth and enticeth to do good, and to love God, and to serve him, is inspired of God. We have a sister that has members in her family that have gone the way of the world. And she was telling me several weeks ago that she's concerned about them, that they have decided to practice homosexuality. And she was concerned about this and trying to figure out how this could be happening and why it was happening, and if these members of her family that she loved so well and wanted nothing but good for them
how they could be doing something wrong. Well, then she had to go to a funeral of another family member, a distant cousin who was a homosexual. And she was there at that funeral, and all these people were there talking about how good this man had been, how he treated everybody the way that God wanted him to treat people, and you know, was just a really good person, did all these wonderful things for all these people. And she just couldn't get it. She said, I just couldn't understand how someone who was doing so many good things that these people were saying he had done could be a homosexual, and why God would say that someone who was doing everything so well was someone who was committing sin in doing homosexual things. And it was troubling her. So she asked God if he would explain it to her and show her how it could be. Well, that night in her sleep, she had a dream. And in the dream, she was sitting at the funeral home there, and the service was going on again, and the homosexual partner of the man was in front of her. And as the service was going on, she was looking at the back of this man's head, and she said in the dream that he turned and looked at her. And when he turned, he had the face of Satan. And she realized, it's a sin. He's evil. Just because he tries to do all these other good things doesn't make him good. He's still evil. He's trying to put a front on it. No good thing can come from someone who is evil. You have to want to be good and change your life. But behold, that which is of God inviteth and enticeth to do good continually. Yeah. Wherefore, take heed, my beloved brethren, that ye do not judge that which is evil to be of God, or that which is good and of God to be of the devil. For behold, my brethren, it is given unto you to judge, that ye may know good from evil. And the way to judge is as plain, that ye may know with a perfect knowledge, as the daylight is from the dark night. For behold, the Spirit of Christ is given to every man, that they may know good from evil. Wherefore I shew unto you the way to judge. For everything which inviteth to do good and to persuade to believe in Christ is sent forth by the power and gift of Christ. Wherefore ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of God. But whatsoever thing persuadeth men to do evil and believe not in Christ, and deny him and serve not God, then ye may know with a perfect knowledge it is of the devil. Right there, it says it. Given to every man. And it was written in a book that was translated by the power of God, written exactly, word for word, the way God wanted it written. Meant exactly the way God meant it. If he would have meant it any other way, he would have said it a different way. That's how simple he is. For after this manner doth the devil work, for he persuadeth no man to do good, no, not one. Neither doth his angels, neither do they which subject themselves unto him. And now, my brethren, seeing that ye know the light by which ye may judge, which light is the light of Christ, see that ye do not judge wrongfully. For with that same judgment which ye judge, ye shall also be judged. I know a young man, I was talking to him earlier this week. He's in prison. He was put in prison because he had got messed up in drugs and had destroyed some people's property. He's not going to get out till July. And he lives here in Independence. His family lives here in Independence. They've been here for years. But He said he was put in prison because of the bad choices he had made and the evil that he had done. Now he gets to get out. He sounds repentant. I hope that he is. I pray that he is. But he's only going to be in this earthly prison for a while. If we continue to make bad choices and decide to do evil things, when the end comes, we are going to be in an eternal prison from which there is no escape, no parole, no probation. It's forever and ever. Wherefore, I beseech of you, brethren, that ye should search diligently in the light of Christ, that ye may know good from evil. And if ye will lay hold upon every good thing and condemn it not, ye certainly will be a child of Christ. And now, my brethren, how is it possible that ye can lay hold upon every good thing? And now I come to that faith of which I said I would speak, and I will tell you the way whereby ye may lay hold on every good thing. As Leslie was talking this morning about faith, he gave us a definition. I'm going to read both definitions, the one in the fifth chapter of Ether first. It's on page 746. It starts at the sixth verse. It says, "And now I, Moroni, would speak somewhat concerning these things. I would shew unto the world that faith is things which are hoped for and not seen. Wherefore dispute not because ye see not, for ye receive no witness until after the trial of your faith. For it was by faith that Christ shewed himself unto our fathers after that he had risen from the dead. And he shewed himself not unto them until after they had faith in him. Wherefore it must needs be that some had faith in him, for he shewed himself not unto the world. But because of the faith of men, he has shewn himself unto the world and glorified the name of the Father, and prepared a way that thereby others might be partakers of the heavenly gift, that they might hope for those things which they have not seen." In the Bible, in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, first verse, it says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." Same definition. It's got to be right. Back to page 766. Or turn to page 766. And I'm going to start at the 32nd verse. And this is talking about angels that appear unto men because of the faith these men have. And what they do. "And the office of their ministry is," and this is the ministry of angels, "is to call men unto repentance, and to fulfill and to do the work of the covenants of the Father, which he hath made unto the children of men, to prepare the way among the children of men by declaring the word of Christ unto the chosen vessels of the Lord, that they may bear testimony of him." All the testimonies that we have in these two books were testimonies given to these people by angels. They came and they gave them the word of God. Or Jesus Christ himself stood in front of them and told them what he desired of all of us. "And by so doing, the Lord God prepareth the way that the residue of men may have faith in Christ, that the Holy Ghost may have place in their hearts, according to the power thereof. And after this manner bringeth to pass the Father the covenants which he hath made unto the children of men. And Christ hath said, if ye will have faith in me, ye shall have power to do whatsoever thing is expedient in me. And he hath said, repent, all ye ends of the earth, and come unto me, and be baptized in my name, and have faith in me, that ye may be saved. Let's turn to the next page. We're going to talk about hope, starting at the 45th verse. And again, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you concerning hope. How is it that ye can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you, that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection to be raised unto life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to the promise. And again, behold, 48. Wherefore, if a man have faith, he must needs have hope, for without faith there cannot be any hope. And again, behold, I say unto you, that he cannot have faith and hope, save he shall be meek and lowly of heart. If so, his faith and hope are vain. For none is acceptable before God save the meek and lowly of heart. So to be accepted to be in front of God or to live with him eternally or to choose eternal life, you have to be meek and lowly of heart. And if a man be meek and lowly in heart and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long and is kind and envieth not and is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil and rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all. For all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it at the last day, it shall be well with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love which he hath bestowed upon all who are true followers of his Son Jesus Christ, that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified even as he is pure. My hope is that we will all have this charity in our hearts when we stand before God. My hope is that we will be able to present this charity to the world, that they will understand they need to choose good rather than evil. You can change people through your actions, through the words that you say to them, and how you treat them, and how you treat others in front of them. That's what Jesus Christ did. He changed people by his actions, by his words, and we're supposed to follow him in all things that he did. We're supposed to obtain that faith, that hope, that pure love of Christ that is necessary, that he had for all of us in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven and stay there forever and ever. Treat each other with loving kindness and with respect. Provoke not your children to anger. Love your husbands. Love your wives. Husbands and wives, love your children. Love your neighbor as yourself. Visit the sick, the poor, the needy, the widows, those that are in prison. We're supposed to do all these things and always let our light shine. I will admit, I don't do that all the time. I am human, just like the rest of you, just like the young man in prison right now. And I told him, I said, yeah, you made a mistake. And you got caught. And you're punished. He's no different than we are. We all make mistakes. But if we are willing to repent and put those mistakes behind us and not do them again, and confess our sins and ask for forgiveness, it will be well with us. Thank you.